It's possible, but difficult.
Yeah, thank you very much for answering that question and bringing that question up. I think, if I may as well, you had the avoid, shift, and improve, but also resilience. That's something that's very much now also on our debate. We see that resilient corridors, you see that in parameters, also in the ITIO, you see that back. We have to incorporate that as well into our networks. And I think it's also the energy. The focus should also be on the production of renewable energy, because that is what transport needs if it wants to decarbonize. So also the availability of renewable energy in a corridor for transport to move from A to B is essential. And perhaps at some stage will become an essential parameter as well, and will give you the angle as well as a corridor to become quicker, greener, to also start exporting through your corridor that new renewable energy. But I also saw that in your slides, I don't know what number, Shomik, but that you do have that renewable energy also in your analytical work. So thank you very much. And then now I would like to hand over the floor to Ms. Birgit Keulen, Climate Advisor for the Mobility Department on the European Investment Bank. So Birgit, the floor is yours.